Deadlines. A deadline is a wonderful idea that allows you to extract work from someone without all that tedious mucking about with people and management skills. All you do is pick a date, usually, but not always, in the future, and then announce to all concerned that this is absolutely, positively the last moment by which the work can be finished. Optionally, you may outline what events will transpire if this deadline is missed, such as reduced pay, loss of employment, diminished sexual attractiveness, company buildings falling down, or perhaps the general decline of Western civilization. A fascinating byproduct of deadlines is the evolution of deadline elves. Deadline elves are small, invisible creatures and probably the second oddest things in the universe. They feed on human fear and stress, prolonging deadline conditions simply to ensure their own survival. Take the hapless writer working to a deadline, for instance. Deadline elves are the reason that such writers will often find themselves unaccountably having their fifth bath of the day or taking a bracing walk instead of knuckling down to the work at hand. Similarly, the elves may lead writers to consume more cups of tea per day than is either useful or desirable. In all cases, the writer is absolutely convinced that as soon as they have finished their bath, walk or cup of tea, they really will get on and do some work. No, honestly, they will. But oh look, that rather interesting television program is just starting. After that, though, they really will start work in earnest. Absolutely, definitely. Just one more cup of tea first. Humans have, of course, formulated some defense against the elves, such as deliberately not buying any more tea or bolting the front door. Writers have even more ingenious defenses, such as various ways of writing about the deadlines themselves. Sometimes, if they're really desperate, they will include a running word count as they go to artificially lengthen the article. There is currently no known cure for deadline elves, but recent research into anecdote goblins and airport baggage gnomes has yielded promising results, although for some reason the research is currently far behind schedule. 365 words, by the way.